Harry Nilsson's 1971 album Nilsson Schmilsson has just been reissued. Nilsson, an American singer-songwriter with a reputation for reclusiveness and a gift for catchy pop melodies, was cited by the Beatles as one of their favorite performers. He collaborated with John Lennon on the 1974 album Pussycats. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Nilsson Schmilsson holds up as a precursor to today's pop and for its unmatched inventiveness.
Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes.
The cover of Nilsson Schmilsson is a fuzzy black and white snapshot of Harry Nilsson in his bathrobe, sleepy looking, cradling a hash pipe in his hand. He commenced this album with Gotta Get Up, a bit of self-prodding that was both typically jaunty in its tunefulness and wry in its lyric. It was Nilsson's low-key way of telling his cult following that he was rousing himself for something bigger than usual. It was his first time working with producer Richard Perry, who made unusually daring, commercially successful albums with everyone from Barbra Streisand to the ukulele-strumming Tiny Tim. Together, Nilsson and Perry went for a varied sound. It included lushly orchestrated songs that rendered Nilsson's thin but powerful voice poignant.
Some nights I go to sleep without you.
One of Nilsson's charms was that he wrote about ordinary things, tooling around in your car, appreciating the sight of a moonbeam. It's not hard to hear what the Beatles liked about him. He could move from sunniness to absurdity to dark melancholy, while always experimenting with the outer edges of pop songcraft.
Early in the morning, I can't do right. Had a little fight with my baby last night, and it's early in the morning. Don't you know it's early in the morning? Early in the morning. I ain't got nothing, no nothing but the blues.
Nilsson's career was full of odd twists and contradictions. The man who got kicked out of an L.A. nightclub with John Lennon for wearing tampons taped to their heads also wrote the delicate children's music song cycle that became the cartoon called The Point. A singer-songwriter valued for his eccentric originality, his two biggest hits were versions of other people's songs. Fred Neil's Everybody's Talking, used as the theme for the 1969 movie Midnight Cowboy. And his only number one hit single was a song by the band Badfinger.
No, I can't forget this evening, or your face as you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know.
I can't give it.
Harry Nilsson died in 1994 of a heart attack at age 52. It's said that he drank and drugged a lot. This reissue was overseen with excellent liner notes by the actor Curtis Armstrong, whom you may remember as the Nebuchadnezzar Herbert on TV's Moonlighting in the 80s. And it includes an alternate take of Gotta Get Up that's more explicitly hungover. Nilsson put out some good albums after this one, but he never showed more range and ambition than he did on Nilsson Schmilsson. I just read that Coke may use a song from this album, Coconut, in a campaign to promote its new Diet Coke with lime. Only thing is, they may not use Nilsson's original version. Story of the guy's life.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the reissue of Nilsson Schmilsson.